One of the most amazing things is that the God we serve is alive.
其中最奇妙的是我们所侍奉的神是又真又活的神。
If you serve other gods, they don't listen because they are not there.
如果我们侍奉别的神，他们没有听到我们的祷告。
There's no founder of any religion that rose from the dead.
任何宗教创始者都从来没有一个从死里复活的。
Because the God that we serve is alive.
因为我们所侍奉的神是活着的神。
One experience like that will put you in a place of real connection with God.
这样的经历使得我们跟神能够来联系。
That's why we must have experience like this.
所以我们必须有这种的联系。
If we know our God, we shall do great exploits.
如果我们认识我们的神，我们要做伟大的事情。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
If we don't know Him,
如果我们不认识他,
you're always doubting.
我们不断地在怀疑。
But if you know Him,
如果你认识他,
you can trust Him.
你可以信靠他。
And trust is not confusion.
信靠的不是混乱。
If you trust, there is peace in your heart.
如果你信靠他, 你里面就有平安。
That's, you do it the right way, trusting Him.
就是你做对的方式来信靠他。
No enemy can take away that privilege.
没有敌人可以把这个荣幸夺走。
To stand with peace in your heart.
在里面的一个平安地站立着。
Not only peace, righteousness, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
不单单是平安, 还有圣灵里面的喜乐, 还有公义。
It's amazing what God is doing with us.
神所做的事情是太奇妙了。
I want you to stand to your feet this morning.
今天早上让我们站立起来。
We're going to pray that God will help us enter into the portal.
我们祷告神要帮助我们进入这个通道，这个入口。
Please listen to this message again.
请你们再重复地听这个信息。
And again and again.
不断地重复听。
Because the next 3 to 9 months.
因为下个3到6个月。 9个月。
At least by the end of the year.
至少呢，在今年年尾之前。
Or before GLS begins.
或者是明年的GLS开始之前。
A portal is a pathway in the spirit.
入口呢，就是进入属灵的通道。
And obedience will open the door for you.
顺我们的顺服可以打开这道门。
Even if you grow up in the darkness, you'll find it.
就算你在黑暗的当儿，你也可以找到这道门。
I'm not saying this is the end of all your problems.
我不是说这是你一切问题的结束。
But I can assure you it's the beginning of all the answers.
我告诉你们，这是你一切答案的开始。
Some of our miracles are overdue.
我们一切的神迹呢，已经太延迟了。
Because we don't do it God's way.
因为我们没有用神的方式去做。
If we are sluggish,
如果我们懒散,
the blessings can pass away.
那个祝福呢，不会临到我们。
But if you're accurate,
但是如果你是准确的,
God can allow you to pass through.
神可以允许你进入。
And I mentioned to you the first thing that will happen.
我跟你们提醒过，第一件事情会发生的。
Is the fear of lack will be gone.
就是呢，惧怕缺乏，我们会没有这个惧怕缺乏。
You know we serve Jesus.
你知道吗？
He gave us life and life abundantly.
耶稣给我们呢，更加丰盛的生命。
But we always keep feeling there's something more than that.
但是我们不断地在想呢，应该还有更多。
We always think the answer is outside.
我们一直是在想呢，问答案在外面。
The answer in the world.
在世界那里。
Because the world people don't do it God's way.
因为世界人不用神的方式去做。
But they're still able to touch that.
但是他们还是可以触摸到这些东西。
Because God is good to the wicked as well as to the righteous.
因为神对公义的跟邪恶的人都是一样的平等的。
But we always feel that if we are a Christian, we are always second class.
我们以为我们如果是基督徒，我们是二等的。
And that is the reason why we go and compete with the world.
这为什么我们要跟世界去竞争？
But God can set you free.
但是神可以释放我们。
From the curse of stress.
从了这种压力的咒诅。
So that you can labor, not toil.
使得你可以努力的工作，而不是很辛劳。
So that you don't have to live the way they live.
你不用像别人这样的生活。
All I can tell you is this.
我要告诉你的就是呢,
I keep seeing a door.
我不断看见一道门。
And we are approaching towards that door.
我们不断地在靠近那道门。
And that door will open up.
那道门要被打开,
for you to have access to Him.
使得你可以进入神的同在,
so that you may know Him.
使得你可以认识他,
sorry, blessing is not the first thing.
祝福呢,不是第一件我们寻找到的。
We always want to get blessed.
我们要不断地受到祝福。
And you can get blessed and remain the same.
你可以受到祝福,但是还是一样。
You can still be wicked.
还是同样邪恶,
still be selfish,
还是同样自私,
still be filled with fear,
还是同样充满了惧怕。
But the first thing is God will deal with your own heart.
但是第一件事情是要对付你的心,
so that your heart don't go astray.
所以你的心呢不会转移。
You know, in marriage is like this.
在婚姻也是这样。
If your heart turns away from your wife,
如果你的心呢转移的不向你的太太,
the trouble begins.
问题就开始了。
He who finds a good wife finds a good thing.
那个寻找到好的妻子的找到好的事物。
But if you don't find that wife,
但是如果你找不到这个妻子,
you're still looking around.
你还在找来找去。
It's the beginning of disaster.
就是灾难的开始。
The beginning of our disaster is when we stop trusting God.
我们灾难的开始, 当我们不再信靠神。
When we younger Christians, we have testimony like this. sister over here.
当我们在年轻的基督徒的时候，我们有像刚才姐妹这样的见证。
But when we get older and older as a Christian, our mind takes over.
但是当我们在更年长、更成熟的基督徒的时候，我们的思想夺取了、掌控了。
God cannot do it, Makota can.
如果呢，神做不到，马可特 hospital 可以，医院可以。
You trust the doctors more.
我们更加信靠医生。
But I like the old-fashioned way.
但是我比较喜欢旧的方式。
God can take away the umbilical cord.
神就可以一样的行这个神迹。
And heal us in supernatural ways.
超自然的能够来医治我们。
This is the God you need to know.
这就是我们所要认识的神。
If you know Him every day,
如果你每天都认识到他，
you live a better life.
你活着一个更美好的生命，
freer life.
更加自由的生命，
you'll be complete.
能够完全的。
As I said to you, many of you, your mind is bigger than you.
我跟你告诉你们，我们很多人，我们的思想大过我们。
That's why it conditions your life.
所以你限制了你自己的生命。
But our spirit must rise.
但是我们的灵必兴起来。
If ever there's been prayer, I pray this season more than you can believe.
这就是在这个时候我更加祷告的季节。
After GLS,
GLS 过后呢，
I've been praying ever since.
我不断地在祷告。
And then God is gracious to give us an answer.
所以神呢有恩典给我们这个答案。
And open up the portal.
打开这个入口。
I pray that you'll walk before God and be blameless.
我祷告你在神面前呢是没有瑕疵的。
Because I'm going to open up something important for you.
如果没有不重要，我不会跟你们讲。
That is yours.
是属于你们的。
Has your name on it.
你的名字写在哪里？
But if you miss this one,
但是如果你失去这一次的机会，
there's nothing else I can do for you.
没有东西我能够为你而做了。
So you have to be responsible.
所以你本身要负起这个责任。
You know, Papa will not lie.
你知道爸爸不会撒谎。
If God didn't speak to me, I won't tell you He spoke.
如果神没有跟我说，我不会跟你们讲。
If He spoke to me, I won't tell you I didn't hear.
如果听不到，我不会跟你们讲。
I'm telling you because man cannot live by bread alone.
我告诉你们呢，因为人活着不是单靠食物。
By every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
还是要靠神口中所发出的每一个话语。
And the God that we serve is a speaking God.
我们所侍奉的神是个说话的神。
So today when you hear His voice, don't harden your heart.
今天当我们听到神的声音的时候，不要刚硬我们的心。
So that's what I want you to do.
这是我要你们做的。
Change your attitude towards God's word.
改变你对神的话语的态度。
Because that's the only way you can enter.
就唯一的方式你能够进入的。
You cannot enter because you're a pastor.
你不能够进入，因为你是个牧师而已。
You cannot enter because you're a cell group leader.
不是因为你是小组组长，你就能够进入。
Because everybody has to fulfill the same condition.
每一个人都要满足这些条件才可以进入。
Everyone.
每一个人。
You know when you talk about being fair, God is the fairest.
你知道吗？讲到公平，神是最公平的。
You want to come?
你要来吗？
To the throne of grace.
来到恩典的宝座前。
I have to go the same way you have to go.
我们走的道路都是一样的，每一个人。
The standard is not different.
我们进入的标准是一样的。
The standard is the same.
标准都是一样的。
I cannot enter without obedience.
我如果没有顺服，我不能进入。
You cannot enter because you know God longer.
你能够进入，不是因为你认识神更久。
Doesn't matter how many times you know Him.
不论你认识他几久。
Every time is fresh.
每一次都是新的方式。
Even Moses who know God face to face.
就像摩西那样面对面认识神的。
God said to him, I will not allow you to cross.
神也告诉他，我不允许你跨越到对岸。
He cannot bargain.
他不能够来跟神的商量。
You cannot allow him to turn and say yes.
如果神说不可以，你就不可以扭转神的手说可以。
But if God say yes.
但是如果说神说可以，
Nobody can say no.
没有人可以说不可以。
That's why you got to find a way that God can speak to us.
所以我必须找到一个方法，神将跟我们说话。
When you obey the word, the door will be open for you.
当你顺服神的话语呢，这门会为你而开。
I told the worship team.
我告诉音乐团队。
Check back in your life the last 5 years at what God spoke to you.
要看回你前五年神跟你说了什么。
Go back and start again.
回去再从头开始。
Because in the 5 years we keep changing.
因为在五年你不断改变。
We come for one reason and do another thing.
我们为了一件事情做一样东西，做别的
原因。We ask God to bless us financially.
我们请求神呢来在经济上祝福我们。
So that we can serve Him.
所以我们可以呢来侍奉他。
He is faithful. He blesses us financially.
但是忠实的神，他祝福了我们。
But we choose some other thing.
但是现在受到祝福了，我们选择别的东西。为了这个原因呢
？For this purpose we are here.
我们来到这里。
That we must serve Him fully.
我们必须完全的来服侍他。
The only thing that I can offer to you.
唯一的我能够呈现给你们的。
And the best thing that I offer to you.
我能够给你们最好的。
Is help you hear what God is saying.
能够帮助你们听到神所说的。
If you can hear His voice today.
如果你今天可以听到神的声音。
And don't harden your heart.
没有刚硬的心。
You'll enter into the rest.
你都能够进入那个安息。
The rest we're talking about is that God takes over.
我们所讲的安息就是神能来掌权。
When God takes over the situation, it's not so silly and confusing like you and I.
当神掌控整个环境的时候，不像我们这样的混乱。
I've been trying to keep you as members of the church for a long, long time.
我不断的要保留你们成为我的会友很久了。
But I realize everybody has a will of their own.
但是我发觉到了每一个人都有他们自己的那个意志。
So the last few years, all I do is give you the message.
所以过去几年我给你们的就是给你们这个信息。
Give you the message every week.
每个礼拜给你们这个信息。
Let you hear what God is speaking to me.
让你们听呢神跟我说的话。
You know there are almost 500 young people in the youth congress that just finished.
我们所完成的那个青少年研讨会大概有500个青少年出席。
But already there are more than 325.
现在已经超过325个人。
Yeah.
330. 330。
Getting ready to come for the SOS.
他们要来参与的11月的 SOS.
Please look at me face to face. I'm not embarrassed, shy to tell you.
所以呢，你们看在我这里，我不害羞的告诉你们。
Nobody will come again and again.
没有人会不断重复来到这里的地方。
If God is not speaking.
如果在这里神没有说话。
You eat laksa.
你吃laksa。
If one day you eat, you don't like it anymore, will you go back again?
有一天你吃那个档口，你不喜欢吃，你还是再回去吃吗？
You look for another laksa store.
你会寻找另外一个laksa档口。
But I've been serving for 36 years.
我们在这里服侍了36年。
Every time it's new.
每一次都是新鲜的食物。
People come.
人们来。
The thing that you can thank me for before I die.
你们可以感谢我的，当我还没有去世的时候。
Or before Jesus returns.
或者是当耶稣再来的时候。
Is to thank you that you can hear what God is saying.
你要感谢我了，你们可以听到了神在现在所说的话。
You and I will have no future.
你跟我将没有未来。
Without that word.
如果没有神的话语。
So I want you to not harden your heart.
所以我要你呢，你心不要刚硬。
Don't let your heart go astray.
不要让你的心转变。
Don't change why we came for.
不要改变了我们当初来到这里的心意。
We come so far.
我们老远来到这里。
With our family.
跟我们的家庭。
With our children.
跟我们的孩子。
With our grandchildren.
跟我们的孙子。
We've come this far.
我们来到这样远来到这里。
Let's not fail ourselves.
不要让我们使到我们自己失败了。
I say let's not fail ourselves.
不要使到我们自己失望了。
Mix the word with faith.
我们要跟话语要跟信心调和。
I'll be happy to sit down there and keep listening to testimonies like this more and more.
我要很高兴的坐在那里，不断听到这样的见证。
To let one person rise in God is the happiest thing that can happen.
让一个人在基督里面兴起是我们最高兴的事情。
And you know, Mom and I don't serve you for money.
Mom 跟我呢，不是为了金钱来服侍你们。
We're not dependent on you.
我们不靠着你们的金钱。
Even though it's our right to live on what God blesses you.
虽然是我们的权利的来够拿这个薪水，或者是。
But we don't push our right.
但是呢，我们没有要我使用我们的权利。
Even though sometimes you do because you're a church member.
有时候你们使用你们的权利，因为你们是会友。
Wherever you can get some money.
你从哪里可以得到金钱。
Some discount.
或者是一些的折扣。
It's a blessing of God.
乃是神的祝福。
But beyond that.
但是超乎这一切
We got to live for him.
我们必须为神而活
If everyone can increase our capacity for God,
如果每个人都能够为神增加我们的容量
and touch him deeply,
来真正的触摸他
God will put an end to that.
神会使到这些停止
that fear in your heart,
就是你心中的惧怕
Instead of fear, have faith,
没有惧怕有信心
have confidence,
有这个自信
because I'm going to show you,
因为我告诉你们呢
if the word coming to you, if you handle it well, the door will open.
如果神的话语临到你，你好好的去处理它呢，门就会打开。
What kind of blessing there is on the other side is not important.
什么祝福在对岸呢是不重要的。
The important is you enter.
最重要的是你本身要进入。
Then we'll see the show.
这样的话你看到整套戏。
You got to enter.
你就进入。
That's why don't harden your heart.
所以不要刚硬你的心。
Because out of your heart flows all the issues of life.
因为从你心中活出各种的课题。
God is merciful to us.
神对我们是怜悯的。
I say God is very merciful to us.
我说神对我们是太怜悯了。
I don't know of any church on planet Earth that gets so much of what God is saying in heaven here.
我不懂了，在世界里任何的教会呢，从这里听到了很多神在天堂所发出的话语。
So that's the most important thing I'm doing for you.
这最重要的事情，我为你们而做。
The most important thing you do for yourself, don't harden your heart.
你为你自己做最重要的事情，不要刚硬你的心。
Let's turn our heart to God.
让我们的心转向神。
Let's lift our hands before Him.
让我们举起我们的手。
Let's turn our hearts towards God.
让我们的心转向神。
Your mind is deceiving you.
你的思想在欺骗你。
Your thoughts are deceiving you.
你思维在欺骗你。
Your fears are deceiving you.
你惧怕来欺骗你。
But you must learn to trust him.
但是你必须学习信靠他。
You got to trust God with your life.
你的生命要信靠他。
If not, when you hit a crisis, the devil will enter, take over immediately in fear.
不然的话，你遇到危机的话，魔鬼就趁机而入了。
You must know the God that we serve.
你必须认识我们所认信靠的神。
Don't let the storms come and then try to find a way.
不要让风暴来到的时候，我们才要寻找道路。
When the storms begin to come, they panic and begin to scold Jesus. Are you still sleeping while we are perishing?
当风暴来的时候，门徒就骂耶稣，主啊，你还在睡觉吗？当我们要死去了。
The Bible says that they tested God, not God test them, they test God.
圣经告诉我们了，他们要来试探神，不是神考验他们。
It's like the students are now testing the teacher.
就好像学生呢，现在要来考验老师。
The old man will say, I've eaten more salt than you have eaten rice.
老人说了，我吃盐比你们吃米多。
We raise up an arrogant generation.
我们兴起了一个无知的世代。
Who think they know better.
他们以为他们更厉害。
They should have been the rulers of the nations.
他们以为他们可以统治国家了。
But God is here.
但是神在这里。
I say God is here.
我说神在这里。
I say God is here.
我说神在这里。
He is with us.
他跟我们在一起。
He is for us.
他帮助我们。
The fact that he will speak to us is because of his mercy.
他跟我们说话，借着他的怜悯。
We don't deserve this.
我们不配领受到这一切。
Of all the things that I see happening in our churches and the lives of people, I don't think we deserve this.
我所看到神在我们当中所做的，我认为我们不配的领受到。
But God is merciful.
但是神对我们是怜悯。
Stretch your hand and surrender your life to Him.
举起你的手，把你的生命降服给神。
Because you gave your life to serve Him.
因为他给身上我们生命。
Don't stop serving Him.
你不要停止的侍奉他。
Don't stop believing Him.
不要停止的相信他。
Don't stop staying close with His purpose.
不要停止的。接近他的旨意。
Father, we thank you right now.
天父，我们感谢你这个时候。
For what you're about to do in our life.
你要在我们生命所做的一切。
You have taken us in your hands.
你呢，塑造了我们的手。
And you're going to guide us to the promised land.
你要领导我们进入应许之地。
There will be no more lack.
将不会有缺乏。
There will be no more fear.
将不会有恐惧。
There will be no more confusion.
将不会有混乱。
Because you're not a God who is the author of confusion.
因为你不是制造混乱的神。
All that you say is clear.
你所做一切都是清楚的。
All that you say is powerful.
你所说的一切都是带有能力的。
All that you say is supernatural.
你所说的都是超自然的。
We surrender our life to you right now.
我们把生命这个时候降服给你。
Holy Spirit, we ask of you to take over.
圣父啊，圣灵，我们请求你来掌权。
We ask of you to forgive us.
请求你来赦免我们。
For the careless voice.
因为我们的
The careless conversation,
因我们的这个不舒服
the lies that we speak with our mouth,
我们所说出的那些谎言
the fear that we speak with our mouth,
我们所说出的那些惧怕
the confusion that we speak with our mouth,
我们所说出的那些混乱的话语
cleanse us right now,
这时候洁净我们
cleanse our hearts,
洁净我们的心
cleanse our minds,
洁净我们的思想
I continually misread what you say,
继续的说出你的话语
and give us understanding,
给我们能够明白
so that we are not destroying our faith,
让我们的信心不会被毁灭
that we are not undermining our own faith,
我们也不会小看我们的信心
we choose to obey you,
我们选择顺服你
today when we hear your voice,
今天当我们听到你的话语
we will not harden our heart,
我们的心不要刚硬
because the heart is a pathway,
因为我们的心就是那个道路
to Zion,
朝向西安的道路
keep your heart clean,
使我们的心清洁。
I say keep your heart clean.
我说保持我们的心清洁。
Keep fear away from your heart.
把这个惧怕从我们心中挪去。
Confusion away from your heart.
把这个混乱从我们心中挪去。
Bitterness from your heart.
苦毒从我们心中挪去。
Disappointment from your heart.
失望从我们心中挪去。
Rise above all of these.
我们要胜过这一切。
Hold on to your heart.
抓紧你的话语。
Hold on to your confession.
抓紧我们所宣告的。
Don't let your heart go astray.
不要让我们的心的转变。
Father, I pray right now.
天父，祷告这个时候。
You put your hand upon our lives.
你的恩手放在我们的生命。
Because what you're about to do is going to change our life and the life of our children and family and the generations connected to us.
因你所要做将改变我们的生命，我们的孩子，还有我们的下一代。
We ask of you to touch us this morning.
我们请求你这个今天早上触摸我们。
Change us forever.
永远的改变我们。
Change our walk forever.
永远的改变我们的方式。
Change our thought forever.
永远的改变我们的思想。
Change our actions forever.
永远的改变我们的行为。
They will walk before you.
让我们走在你前面。
And be blameless.
没有指责。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
Amen. Give him praise, offering, and thank you.
我们赞美他。
Please be seated. After this, we're going to serve the communion.
过后我们要领受这个圣餐。
It's good to let our hearts be cleansed first.
好了，在我们的心能够被洁净。
The book of Hebrews chapter 1.
希伯来书的第一章。
God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers in the prophets in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in his Son.
希伯来书的第一章，神借在古时，借着众先知多处多方的小义列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子小义我们。
The God we serve is a God who speaks.
我们所侍奉的神是说话的神。
Can I hear an amen this morning?
我可以说 amen 吗？
The God that we serve is a God who speaks.
我们所侍奉的神是说话的神。
He spoke long ago.
他在之前说话了。
To our fathers.
借着我们的先祖。
But he used the prophets.
他是在使用先知。
But now he is speaking through the Son.
现在他借着他儿子跟我们说话。
I said he is speaking through the Son.
他说现在他借着他儿子跟我们说话。
Jesus said, I'm the builder.
耶稣说我是建造者
I'll build my church.
我要建造我的教会
He will speak to his church.
他跟他的教会说话
He will talk to his church.
他会跟他的教会说话
Everywhere and every time.
在每一个时刻
God said now he is speaking through his son.
神说现在他借着他儿子小谕我们跟我们说话
And he says the son is greater than the prophets in the past.
他说他儿子大过之前的众先知
When your servants are speaking for you.
当你你的仆人为你而说话
He's at one level.
乃是在一个层面
When your sons are speaking for you,
当你的儿子在为你说话
They're in another level.
是另外一个层面
If you're a worker in the place,
如果你是这个公司的工人
You don't have the privileges like the son.
你没有好像这个儿子这样的荣幸
And God is going to speak to us again and again.
神要不断地跟我们说话
In chapter 2,
在第二章
Verse 1 to verse 4,
第一到第四节
I want to show you,
我要告诉你们呢
There's no entrance anywhere.
没有不能够进入任何地方
to heaven,
进入天堂
you must be born again,
你必须重生
by God's word,
借着神的话语
into the kingdom,
进入神的国度
you must see,
你必须看见
hear the word of the kingdom,
听到国度的话语
believe the word of the kingdom,
相信国度的话语
and then you will enter in,
这样的话你才能够进入
without the word, nothing happens,
如果没有话语没有事情会发生
so that's why if you reject the word,
如果你拒绝神的话语
you reject an action plan that can work,
你就拒绝神的行动计划。
God uses His word,
神使用他的话语
to give you power to negotiate,
给你这个能力来去挑战。
If you believe the word, He will do it.
如果你相信神的话语，你就能够做得到。
Like Jaya prayed this morning,
Jaya 今天早上的祷告。
Let it be done to me according to your word.
借着你的话语，让它成就在我身上。
It's always according to His word.
乃是借着他的话语。
If God didn't speak to you,
如果神没有跟你说话
，then He's not connected to you.
他没有跟你来联系。
There's no obligation for Him to do anything.
他既没有这个责任来做任何事情。
But if He's connected to you,
但是如果他跟你联系
，when you lay hold of His word,
我们抓紧他的话语
，keep His word in your heart,
把他话语放在你心中
，God will have to come.
神必须来到。
The man said, "Just say the word."
那个人说，要你说出一句话
，Just say the word.And my servant will be healed.
你说出一句话的仆人就会得医治。
The word medium is powerful.
所以话语大有能力的。
It's a promise.
乃是个应许。
It's a pledge.
乃是一个的承诺。
Something that give so that you can hold on to it.
是一个好像一个恩赐，使得我们可以抓住它。
You're going out with this boy.
你跟这个人出去。
And the boy is going out with the girl.
那个男人跟那女人出去。
They join their hearts together and relate because of the future.
他们把心合在一起，他们相信他们的未来。
No girl will continue if she knows that there's going to be an end to the relationship.
那个女孩子呢，她不会继续这个关系，如果她没有看到未来。
Let's be girlfriend, boyfriend, but we will not marry.
啊，我们只是做男女朋友罢了，不要结婚呐。
There's no reason to be girlfriend and boyfriend if you're not going to marry.
如果说男女朋友不要结婚是没有理由的。
Is that true?
对不对呢？
Nobody will go this way.
没有人会继续跟这种人在一起。
But if there's a pledge, there's a promise.
但是如果一个承诺，一个应许。
Of a greater future together.
我们呢有在一起有个未来。
Then people think about the relationship.
人们才考虑到这种关系。
My future is in His hands.
我们的未来在神的手中。
I say my future is in His hands.
我说我的未来在神的手中。
We're going further.
我们要去到更远。
We're going into all that God has planned for us.
我们要去到神为我们所计划的。
But together.
但是要一起的。
I cannot go alone.
我不能够单独去。
The man cannot go alone and call it marriage.
男人不能够单独出去说他结婚了。
That's why they get married on the altar.
所以他们必须在圣坛面前结婚。
They come out alone,
他们一个人出来。
They come with their father,
跟他们父亲出来。
The father presents the bride to the man,
父亲把新娘献给这个新郎。
Who's the bridegroom,
新郎。
And up there, up on the stage,
然后在台上呢，
he pledges,
他们就这样的做出承诺。
On the ground of the pledge, they walk together.
在他们承诺的应许上呢，他们就一起要走出去。
When they come in, they come in alone,
他们进来的时候是一个人进来。
And on their own,
个人进来
or with the father,
或者是呢跟他父亲
when they leave together,
离开礼堂的时候一起离开
You've seen so many marriages,
你看到很多的婚礼
the reason why they're going together,
为什么他们一起的出去呢
from then on, they're not going to sleep in two different houses.
因为呢从那个时候开始他们不是单独睡了
Is that true?
对不对
Some of you look like you not don't even remember the day you got married
有些人看起来好像没有看过婚礼啊
They're not going to live in two houses.
他们不会彼此离开
The man pronounced, this is husband and wife.
当那个 牧师呢，他们宣告他们是夫妻的。
Everything of their life will be together.
他们一起的生命就是一起的。
Not separate.
不是分开的。
Is that true?
对不对啊？
They don't live in two houses.
他们不活在两个家了。
When they leave the platform, they're not going to go in two different cars.
他们离开这个礼堂的时候，不是两车离开了。
They're not going back to their mother's house or father's house.
他们不会回到那父母亲的家。
Their life begins together.
他们的生命一起的开始了。
And this is what is important.
所以这是很重要的。
God speaks the word,
神说出他的话语。
We believe what he says,
我们相信他说的。
And understand what he says,
明白他所说的。
It joins us together with him.
所以呢，使得我们跟他一起联系起来。
The one who speaks the word, the one who believes the word are one.
那个说出话语的跟那个相信他话语的是一致的现在。
So when God fulfilled the word in my heart,
所以当神呢成就他应许在我的生命。
He receives worship and praise.
他就领受了他的敬我们的敬
拜。Faith is in my heart to please him.
我们的信心在我们里面要来赞美他。
You always must remember the one who speak the word.
你要记得那说出话语的。
And the one that believe the word.
那个接受神的话语的。
Are the same.
还是一样的。
You believe that?
你相信吗？
Because we are going to face the same blessing.
因为我们要面对同样的祝福。
Same challenges.
同样的挑战。
So that's why God is speaking to us.
所以神跟我们说话。
Let's read verse 2 to chapter 1, chapter 2 verse 1 to 4.
那么读了第希伯来书第二章第一到第四节。
I want to show you before we reach chapter 6.
我要告诉你们，到我们还没有读到第六章的时候。
There's so many passages in this text of scripture.
在这个章节里面有很多的可以读到。
That tells you that if you don't respond to the word well, you miss out your own blessing.
告诉你们，如果没有好好的回应神的话语的话，你会失去你的祝福。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
第二章第一节。
For this reason, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard.
所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理。
Now this sounds like a school teacher.
这个看起来好像是老师在讲话。
What does he say?
他讲什么呢？
For this reason.
因为这个原因。
Why?
为什么？
Because it's God the Father who is speaking.
因为天父在说话了。
Why must we listen?
我们必须听。
Because God's not speaking on the earth.
因为神没有在地上讲。
He's speaking from heaven.
他从天上说话。
On the earth he used men.
在地上他使用人
but God has gone one step higher.
但神要去到更高
He's speaking directly.
他要直接的讲
Imagine what is happening.
你要想象会发生什么事情
For this reason.
因为这样
Say after me for this reason.
跟我一起说因为这样
The Bible says that for this reason we must pay much closer attention.
我们当越发郑重所听见的道理
To what we have heard.
所听见的道理
So that we do not drift away from it.
恐怕我们随流逝去。
If the word spoken through angels prove unutterable, and every transgression and disobedience receive a just penalty,
那借着天使所传的道，既是确定的，凡干犯薄孽的，都受了该受的报应。
The Bible says the word was spoken through angels.
圣经告诉我们的话语借着天使发出来。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约。
If you disobey,
如果我们不顺服
，the angel of death will come in.
那个死亡天使就会降临。
And destruction takes place.
然后呢，毁灭就开始了。
God said, "Don't do this."
神说不要这样做。
They did it in the wilderness, and many died.
他们呢，活在旷野当中，很多死了。
So when the word was spoken by angels,
所以当天使发出话语
，if you disobey that,
如果我们不顺服不听
，you die.
我们就死。
But now,
但是现在
we have one who is greater than angels.
我们有一个比天使更大的。
I said we have one who is greater than angels.
我们有一位比天使更大的。
Greater than the prophets.
比众先知更大的。
Greater than the prophets,
比众先知更大了。
Greater than our fathers,
比我们的祖先更大了。
God is speaking through His Son,
神是借着他儿子说话。
Who is the owner of all of heaven and earth?
他是天堂地上的一切的主人。
He is the exact representation of God.
他就是代表神的。
The Bible says He had a better name than angels.
他比天使的名更伟大。
I say He had a better name than angels.
他的圣名比天使更伟大。
In verse 4 of chapter 1, having become much better than the angels.
第四节第一章讲到他所承受的名既比天使的名更尊贵
Because he was better, he received a more excellent name.
所以他领受了一个更高的圣名
He inherited an excellent name.
他领受了一个更高的圣名
He is named in the same way the Father is named. The Father's name is Lord.
他的名呢跟他天父的名是一样的就是上帝神
And he inherited his name.
所以他承受了这个圣名
This Jesus whom you crucified.
这个你们所钉在十字架上的耶稣
is both Lord and Christ.
他就是神他也是基督
He now has the authority to use the Father's name.
他现在有了权柄的使用天父的圣名
and stand in the Father's place.
坐在天父的地位
So the Bible says that God is speaking through this Son.
所以圣经告诉我们，神借着这个儿子说话。
It's not just Jesus in the gospel.
不单单是在福音书里面的耶稣。
He's speaking through his son from heaven.
他从天上的借着他儿子说话。现在
King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
现在是万王之王、万主之主的耶稣。
It's not the Jesus who walked on the earth.
不是在走在地上的耶稣。
For 33 and a half years.
33年半在地上的耶稣。
Not the one that healed the sick.
不是那个医治病人的耶稣。
But the one who is now crowned as King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
乃是现在在有万王之王、万主之主冠名的耶稣。
He is not just Jesus and Christ.
他不但是耶稣，他只是基督。
He inherited the name from his father.
他承受了天父的圣名。
He is called Lord Jesus Christ.
他乃是称为呢我主耶稣。
He has the same name.
他有同样的名字。
I said he has the same name.
他拥有同样的圣名。
That's why he can receive.
所以他可以接受。
When Jesus said, I go, the Holy Spirit will come.
那就是说我去，圣灵就可以降临。
But he also said, the Father will begin to abode with you.
但是他也说了，我天父就要开始了领养你们。
So Jesus has come.
耶稣来了。
Holy Spirit has come.
圣灵也来了。
The Father wants to come and live in our lives.
天父要活在我们的生命里面。
I said, the Father wants to come and live in our lives.
天父现在要活在我们的生命里面。
So we have the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit living in us.
现在我们有天父、圣父、圣子、圣灵住在我们里面。
This is a message of the great salvation.
这就是呢救恩的最伟大的信息。
And this message was spoken.
这个信息被发出来。
First by God Himself.
首先借着神自己。
He said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
他说我们只要逃跑呢，如果我们没有顺服这个最大的救恩。
This message was spoken through the Lord.
这个救恩的信息是主亲自讲的第三节。
In verse 3, after it was first spoken through the Lord.
这救恩是先是主亲自讲的。
It was confirmed by the apostles.
后来呢是听见的人给我们证实的。
It was also confirmed in verse 4 by God Himself.
第四点，神又按自己的旨意。
With many signs and wonders.
用神迹奇事和百般的异能。
And was confirmed by the Holy Spirit also.
并圣灵的恩赐。
By the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的恩赐同他们做见证。
According to His will.
借着他的旨意。
So the Father is speaking.
所以天父说话。
Through the Son.
借着儿子。
Through the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵。
Through angels.
借着天使。
And that's why we cannot neglect what you're hearing.
所以我所听到的呢，我们不要不顺服。
I'm telling you this morning.
我告诉你们今天早上。
We're not just hearing human voice.
我们不是听到人的声音。
We're hearing what God is speaking from heaven.
我们是听了神从天上所发出的话语。
That's why we must pay attention.
所以我们必须要注意，小心听。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
Talk to me, are you listening?
你听到吗？
The Bible says in chapter 3.
圣经讲在第三章。
In verse 6.
在第六节。
And then verse 7 onwards.
然后第七节。
Are you hearing what God is saying?
你有没有听到神所说的呢？
You must always put yourself in the plane that you are. Never put yourself as God.
你必须来到一个地步呢，你要听到神的声音。
Every will must be subjected to His will.
我们一切意志必须降服神的旨意。
Every plan must be subjected to Him.
我们的一切计划必须顺服神的计划。
Not by force, but by choice.
不是借着墙壁，而是借着我们的选择。
The people who volunteer in the day of His power.
在神大能的日子，那些自愿的。
So when you know that He is set at the right hand of the Father.
当他坐在神的右手边的时候呢？
He is different from the Jesus you know.
他所跟你认识的耶稣是不一样的。
Because John walked with Jesus.
因为约翰跟耶稣一起行走。
When he saw him in the book of Revelation.
但是在启示录，约翰看见这位耶稣。
He was so afraid he fell down as one dead.
他是这样惧怕，他好像一个死人这样的倒在地上。
When they were on Mount Transfiguration.
当他们在那个高山的时候。
He was transfigured before them.
他在他们面前变相。
And they didn't realize that this same Jesus walked down with them from the mountain.
他们不认识这位同样的耶稣，跟在路上跟他们行走。
They were in the boat.
他们在船上。
He stood up and stopped the storm.
他站起来，直到风暴停息。
Stopped the waves.
直到风停息。
Then they said, "What kind of man is this?"
他们讲了，这样的人是怎样的人
？I'm telling you, friends.
朋友，告诉你们。
You'll be so frightened.
你就会很惧怕。
If God really revealed Himself to you.
如果神彰显他自己给你。
It's one thing to say, "Open our eyes, Lord."
我们讲了，主啊，敞开了眼是有意思。
When God really opened your eyes,
如果神真正的敞开你的眼
，First in the spirit,
首先在灵里面
，Then literally open your eyes,
真的敞开你的眼
，You'll be so afraid,
你就很惧怕的。
Because the God that we serve,
因为我们所侍奉的神
is alive,
是活着的神。
He died,
他死了
，But he rose again,
但他复活了。
If we know the God like this,
如果你认识这样的神
，We will never harden our heart,
我们的心将不会刚硬。
The Bible says in verse 6, "For Christ was faithful as a son over His house."
第六节第三章讲到，但基督为儿子治理神的家。
Whose house we are?
我们就是在这个家。
And said, "Today, when you hear His voice."
圣经有话说，我们今日听到他的声音
Do not harden your heart,
就不可硬着心
as when they provoke me,
像在旷野里惹他发怒
as in the day of trial in the wilderness,
试探他的时候一样
your fathers tried me,
在那里呢他们先祖
tested me,
是我看我
Lord, they saw my works for 40 years,
并且观看我作为有40年之久
They always grow astray in their hearts,
所以他们心中呢就这样失去了迷糊了
and don't know my way,
更不晓得我的作为
Therefore they shall not enter my rest,
他们断不可进入我的安息
This is important,
这是很重要
If God is speaking,
若神说话
Angels are speaking,
天使也说话
And the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking from the earth,
主耶稣在地上也说话
God testifying,
神也做这个见证
Holy Spirit confirming,
圣灵也证明了
All the same message,
同样的信息
then that message is important.
这样的信息是最重要的
It cannot be God is speaking,
不可能的神说话了
Holy Spirit is confirming,
圣灵已经证明了
Jesus himself is declaring,
耶稣也宣告了
You treat it lightly,
你呢轻看它
That's the cause of this book.
这就是呢为什么
The Bible says, let us fear.
圣经讲到让我们惧怕
The Bible says let us fear There's a good fear There's a bad fear
有好的惧怕跟坏的惧怕
Good fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom
惧怕神呢敬畏神是智慧的开端
He says let us fear
他说让我们惧怕
In case some of us miss out
有一些如果我们已经失去了要谨慎
The portal is a pathway of the spirit
这个进口入口呢是进入属灵的道路
it will bring us into all that God has planned
会带领我们进入神所计划的
It's like a road you take
就好像你走了道路
and suddenly discover all the things that you wanted to see is there
忽然间你发现到一切你所要看的东西都在哪里
all that you wanted to walk in is there
一切你所寻找的都在哪里
the road you're going
你所朝向的道路
is the road you believe you should be going
你就是你相信你应该朝向这条道路
that's why you're on the road
为什么你走在这条道路上就是这样的
but many times when we decide on our own
但是每很多次我们决定自己的决定
we arrive at the end of the road to find out it's not true
我们走到了路的尽头发觉到不是真实的
We believe everything people say.
我们相信 人家口中所讲的
All this investment will make you a lot of money.
哇这个投资会给你赚很多钱
If you buy this house later on the price will increase.
如果你买这屋子不久的话就涨价了
People are doing all kinds of things.
人们做很多东西
To get you on a pathway.
就使到你走向这条道路
Because if they put you on a pathway they get commission.
因为如果他们给你赚到走向这条道路他们就赚钱了
If they are wrong,
如果他们错了
you waste your life.
你的是 浪费了你的生命
That's why the Bible said Jesus is the way, the truth and the life.
所以圣经讲了耶稣就是道路真理生命
If you choose his way, it's life.
如果你选择他道路就是生命
If you choose his way, he'll set you free.
如果你选择他道路会使你得释放
It cannot be that you love God and serve God and know God for so long and nothing happens.
你爱神侍奉神侍奉神这样久没有事情发生是不可能的。
One word can change all our lives.
一句话语可以改变我们的生命。
One word can change the whole nation.
一句话语可以改变整个国家。
In a single day, the nation can be born.
在一天里面一个国家可以被诞生。
One day, the city can be taken.
在一天里面一个城市可以被夺取。
Because one day, all of Babylon collapsed.
因为在一天里面呢，整个巴比伦都会倒塌了。
The Berlin Wall was dead one day, the next day it was gone.
柏林围墙一天在那里，另外一天就倒塌了。
One day, JF Kennedy said, "We will put a man up in the moon."
一天呢，那个肯尼迪总统说，我们要把人呢送去月球。
By the time he finished speaking,
他讲完话之后呢
，the word has already gone.
这话已经被发出去了。
And within a few years,
几年过后呢
，in his lifetime.
爱因斯坦
In his lifetime, they saw it happen.
对不起，在他生命里面呢，看到这个事情发生了。
I'm telling you, words are very important.
所以告诉你们，话语很重要。
There's a promise that remains.
我们所做出的这个承诺、应许。
What we hear, we got to mix it with God's word.
我们的所听到的东西呢，要跟我们的信息的调和。
Why did they fail?
为什么他们失败
？Chapter four,
第四章
，in verse two,
在第二节
，and verse three,
还有第三节。
Let me read it for you. For indeed, we have had the good news preached to us.
因为有福音传给我们。
Just as they also.
算传给他们一样。
But the word they heard did not profit them.
因为所听见的道呢，与他们无益。
Because it was not united by faith in those who heard.
因为他们没有以信心与所听见的道调和。
So the message was the same.
所以呢？信息是一样的。
God said, "I'm going to take you out of Egypt into the promised land."
神说要把你从埃及带出来，进入应许之地。
He's going to take you out of sickness.
他把你从疾病中带出来。
Take you out of the curse.
从这咒诅中出来。
Take you out of weakness.
从这软弱当中带出来。
Take you from here and bring you in here.
把你从这里带出来，进入那里。
The message was the same.
这个信息道是一样的。
To deliver you out of Egypt.
就是把你从埃及的释放出来。
And bring you into the promised land.
带领你们进入应许之地。
And bring you into the promised land.
把你们带进应许之地。
And bring you into your inheritance.
带进你们所承受之地。
And when I bring you into the inheritance,
当我把你们带进应许之地的时候呢
，so that your whole generation can continue.
所以你们整下一代会继续。
The message is still the same.
所以呢，道信息还是一样。
Same today.
昨天一样，今天一样。
So that we can enter into life and life.Abundantly.
就是让我们进入生命更加丰盛的生命。
The message is still the same.
这个信息还是一样。
Take you from one level of glory to the next level of glory.
把你们从荣耀的一层呢带到另外更高的层面。
It's always for us.
乃是给我们。
I say it's always been for us.
不断的给我们。
For you to be blessed.
所以你可以得祝福。
Hey, God don't need to be blessed.
神不需要受到祝福。
Because he doesn't have such need.
因为他没有这种需要。
God don't need to be worshipped.
神不需要被
He doesn't have a need. If,
因为他没有这个需要。
We worship because we want to worship him.
我们敬拜他，因为我们本身要敬拜他。
Because no matter what you do,
不论你做什么，
you are not meeting his need.
你呢，不能够满足神的需要。
Because God has no need.
因为神没有需要。
You don't need to worship him for him to feel good.
你不需要了敬拜神，使得神感觉到美好。
Are you listening?
你听到吗？
But we are doing it so that we can be changed.
但是呢，我们敬拜，因此让我们可以改变。
So that we can look at His glory.
让我们可以看他的荣耀。
And change.
然后改变。
So God is speaking to us.
所以神在跟我们说话。
That His word is vital.
他的话语是真实的。
Their failure is when they heard the voice, they rejected the voice.
他们为什么失败？因为他们听到神的话语的时候，他们拒绝这个话语。
But ANS cannot be like this.
但是万国圣殿不可以这样。
We cannot die in the wilderness.
我们不可以死在旷野道路上。
We cannot come this far and perish.
我们不可以来到这样老远来到这里，然后死亡。
This is your way of escape.
这就是我们逃跑的地方。
Because God is speaking from heaven.
因为神从天堂说话。
He wants explicit obedience in our heart.
他要我们里面的完全的顺服。
Don't harden your heart.
不要刚硬你的心。
Don't allow it to go astray.
不要允许我们的心转变。
And there's an urgent response that is needed.
所以我们有这个很紧迫的这个回应。
Because in the days to come,
因为在未来的日子，
the Holy Spirit will take you to the next level.
圣灵会带领你去到更高的阶层。
The key to this portal.
那进入这个入口的钥匙就是呢
I said, Can I give you the key to this portal?
我可以给你们吗这个进入这个钥匙
It's for everyone.
是给每一个人的
I secure it for all nation sanctuary.
尤其是给万国圣殿的
I secure it for all the Isaac churches around the world.
我给万国圣殿的保障了这一切还有以撒网络的教会
God spoke to me clearly.
神很清楚地告诉我
The key is found in chapter 4 verse 12.
这个钥匙呢在第四章第十二节
Because the things are going to fall in place.
因为呢，如果事情要发生。
So turn with me to the book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12.
打开了希伯来书第四章第十二节。
For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快。
And piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit.
甚至魂与灵、骨髓与骨髓都能彻底破开。
Of both joints and marrow.
骨节有骨髓
and able to judge the thoughts and intention of the heart.
连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
This is the key.
这就是钥匙了。
I said this is the key.
我说这就是钥匙。
God must speak to us.
神必须跟我们说话。
And when this word comes into our ears,
当他话语临到我们的时候呢
we must believe with our heart.
你的心必须相信。
Because this word is living.
因为这个话语是活泼的。
Say after me this word.
跟我一起说这个话语
is living.
是活泼的。
And when I feed on it, I will live.
如果我吃这个话语，我就会活着。
Say after me.
跟我一起说。
This word of God.
神的话语。
Is living.
是活泼的。
When I eat.
如果吃了。
And partake this word.
我领受这个话语。
I have life.
我就有生命。
Because the word gives life.
因为话语给我生命。
It gives growth.
它给我生命。
Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所发出的每一句话语。
The word wants to live.
神的话语要活着
，like the seed that you see wanted to be planted。
你看见好像种子这样，这种子呢要被种植。
If you keep the seed in your pocket for a long time, seed is still seed。
如果我们把这个种子放在口袋里面，种子还是种子。
But if you plant it，
但是如果你种植这个种子
，then you can see there's life。
你要看见呢，种子发出生命。
So the word of God wants to give you life。
所以神的话语呢，要给你生命。
We're talking about taking back our life。
我们讲到了夺回我们的生命。
Take back our life,
夺回我们的生命。
But we got to live this life according to the word.
但是我们的这个生命呢，要借着神的话语而活。
The word must be made flesh.
这个道要话语要成肉身。
Say after me, the word of God is living.
告诉跟我一起说，神的话语是活泼的。
And if you touch that word, you come alive.
如果你触摸到神的话语，你就会活过来。
If you eat that word, you come alive.
你吃神的话语，你就会活过来。
So if you want real life,
如果你要真正的生命
，I say if you want really to have life.
如果你要真正的要有生命
，Not the life you're living.
不是你现在活着的生命
，The life that Jesus is offering.
乃是耶稣要给你的生命。
I'll say this again in English.
我再一次用华语跟你讲。
The life you are living is not what God planned for you.
你现在所活着的生命不是神为你计划了。
Because you're adapting along the way.
因为你不断的在适应这个环境。
Find out what God has for you.
你要寻找神给你什么。
Let him speak to you.
让他跟你说话。
His word will help you understand what he is planning.
他的话会帮你，让你明白神为你的计划。
And you will come alive.
你就会活过来。
The dreams are from heaven.
梦想从天堂而来
It will come alive.
他就活过来
The hope is from heaven.
这个盼望从天堂而来
It will come alive.
你会活过来
Imagine,
你要想象
If you know God another 20%,
如果你更加了 28% 更认识神
You will be different.
你将不一样
You will think differently.
你的思想也不一样
Are you listening?
听到吗
Let's use dollars and cents.
那么讲金钱啊
Because most of you will be able to get that Revelation faster.
大部分人想要钱呢，哇，就会更加有启示了。
When we have limited amount of money,
当我们的钱有限
，we have to make major decisions.
我们要做出重大决定。
If we do this,
如果我们做这样
，if we buy this,
买这个东西
，you cannot buy this.
那样东西不能买
，you can only buy one.
只能够买一样
，you cannot buy all.
不能买全部
，because we have limited amount.
因为我们的金钱有限
，if we buy a car,
买辆车。
You cannot buy a house.
不能买一间屋子。
You buy a house.
买一间屋子。
Cannot buy anything else.
不能买别的了。
But if we have all the money in the world.
但是如果有很多钱。
Anything we want, we can buy.
任何东西我们要买都可以买。
That life is different.
那个生命是不一样的。
Where you want to send your children to school?
你要呢送你孩子到一间学校啊。
It's not going to be an issue.
将不会有问题的。
Where you want to go for holiday?
你要去哪里度假呢？
It's not an issue.
将不会有课题了。
Which hotel you want to stay?
你要住在哪一间酒店呢、啊、
？It's not an issue.
不会有问题的。
Because you got all the money in the world.
因为你有全世界的钱啊。
But if you don't have,
但是如果你没有
，you check the internet.
啊，你在上网去查、啊。
The hotel according to your budget.
啊，借着你的那个预算的酒店。
You won't go and live in a hotel room for 1 week in Ritz-Carlton because when you come back, you have no more money left.
你不会住在酒店里面的，回来的时候那是穷，变成穷光蛋了、啊。
You can't go to a high class, seven star hotel because if you go in there, it's going to be plain robbery.
如果你去到了七星级的酒店，回来的时候就变成穷一无所有了。
Limitless life.
所以呢，没有限制的生命。
If you have all the time in the world.
如果你有一切的时间。
There's so many things you can do.
很多东西你可以做。
But we don't have all the time in the world.
但是我们没有这种时间。
Only 24 hours.
只有24个小时。
All the strength.
一切的力量。
But the problem is we are getting older every day.
但是问题就是每一天我们活得更加的老。
And age is catching up.
然后越来越老了。
The last time,
上一次
you didn't have eye bags.
你呢没有眼袋。
But now,
现在啊
there's a lot of extra luggage you carry.
哇，很多不一样的那种负担了。
There are extra weight you carry.
额外的体重啊。
Not the weight of His glory, but the weight from the
不是神的荣耀的重量哦，乃是呢。
But the weight of God's glory is different.
但是神的荣耀的重量是不一样的。
If you have all the time,
如果你有所有的时间
，all the money,
所有的金钱
，all the strength,
所有的力量
，all the people,
所有的人
，your life will be different.
你的生命将再也不一样了。
What you'll be doing today will be changed.
你今天所做的东西将会改变了。
But in reality,
但是在事实上呢
，God has planned that kind of life for you.
神乃是为你计划这样的生命。
But His way,
借着他的方式
，you can live.
你可以活
and live abundantly.
活出丰盛的生命
choose God's way.
你要选择神的道路
you'll be surprised that if you follow His way there's life.
你会很惊讶如果选择神的道路将会看到生命
He said the word is alive.
他说的神是话语是活泼的
the word
活过来的
is living.
是活的
is active.
是有功效的
What does it mean?
意思是什么
He want to engage you.
他要来抓住你
He'll lay hold of you.
他要抓紧你
When God's word comes to your lifeEvery day, He will remind you, remind you.
但是的话语临到你每一天的时候，他会不断提醒你，提醒你，提醒你。
The Holy Spirit will bring to remembrance.
圣灵使到你 记起来。
That's why the Bible is talking about the word of God. This word must come to us.
所以圣经讲到神的话语，这个话语呢，必须领导我们。
The word that is sharper than any two-edged sword.
这个话语比两刃的剑更加尖锐。
The word that's active.
这个话语呢是有功效的。
The word that is living.
这个话语是活泼的。
When the word is active.
这个话语是有功效的。
It deals with every aspect of your life.
它对付我们生命的每一方面。
Suddenly your life changed.
忽然间你的生命改变了。
You're not sluggish.
你将不懒散了。
You're not careless.
你再不舒服了。
You're diligent.
你现在是很勤劳了。
You're pressing in.
现在你在努力啊。
Because the word is actively speaking to your heart.
因为神的话语现在有功效，很活跃的在跟你说话。
What are active members?
活跃的会有什么意思呢？
Hello.
Hello.
Well, who are active members?
谁是活跃的会有？
Those who are always engaging.
那个不断的参与的。
The always doing something.
那个不断做一些东西的。
For the kingdom.
为了神的国度的。
For God's people.
为了神的子民的。
For God.
为了神的。
So they're active.
所以他们是活跃的。
What does it mean to have dormant members?
如果那个会友呢是睡觉的会友，什么意思呢？
They just don't do anything.
他什么都不懂。
Retired.
好像是退休了。
Not refired.
而不重新得到火焰的。
We need people who are active.
但是我们需要火焰的人。
How is it going to come?
他怎么来到
？The word of God is active.
就是神的话语是活跃的。
If you keep talking to the word,
如果你不断让神的话语跟你说话
，meditate on the word,
来默想神的话语
，you cannot be lazy.
你就不可能是懒散的。
You won't be lazy.
你就不会懒散的。
Because the word will keep you active.
因为神的话语使到你不断的很活跃。
And it's sharp.
它是敏锐的。
Effective.
它是有活功效的。
When your knife is not sharp, you cut the meat will roll with the knife.
如果你的刀不敏锐的不锐利的话，你切那个肉啊，根本切不断。
But when you sharpen the knife,
但是如果你磨利的把刀
，when you cut the meat,
你看砍那个
it's so
切那个肉
，it's so easy,
是很容易的。
Because it's sharp,
因为它是锐利的。
I say it's sharp.
我说它是锐利的。
Your effectiveness will change.
所以呢，你的功效很快的会改变了。
Think about this. You will start living.
你就开始活出来了。
You start becoming active.
你就开始变得活跃了。
You start beginning to produce fruit and effective work is done.
你就开始了结出果子，然后你有功效的事情就做出来了。
And then it says the word of God is piercing.
那这就告诉我们，这句话要刺入拨开。
It has precision.
它呢就是刺入拨开很准确的，它是准确的。
There's no compromise.
将不会妥协的。
And it divides the soul and the spirit.
它使呢魂跟灵都分开。
Has discerning abilities.
就是能够辨明的能力。
What is light? What is darkness?
什么是黑暗？什么是光明
？So God is going to do a new thing.
所以神要做新的事情。
He's going to give you this word.
他给你这个话语。
That's going to pierce between your soul and spirit.
会刺入你的魂跟灵。
God's going to demand what He wants.
神要他话要需求他所要的。
Tell you exactly the things that He will require from your life.
告诉你神的要求是什么在你的生命。
How about that?
好不好
？I said how about that?
好不好呢
？God speak to you directly.
神直接跟你说话。
And pierce your heart.
刺入你的心。
Because when God speak,
因为当神说话
，this word is what comes out.
他的话语就发出来。
Sharper than any two-edged sword.
比两刃的剑更加快，
it's,
更加坚利。
It's living, it's active.
它是活泼的，是有功效的。
It is piercing.
这圣经告诉我们呢，它要刺入。
Then it's dividing.
它要分开、破开。
So that his soul and spirit is cut off.
只要你的思念跟主意都被分开。
So that your spirit can be free.
只要你的灵跟魂呢能够得自由。
So that your mind and will can be adjusted.
只要你的思念跟你的主意可以调整。
Who does that for us? The word of God.
谁为我们做这些东西？神的话语。
Not people.
不是人。
If I do that to you, you get angry with me.
如果我对你讲做这种东西，你会很生气对我。
If I ask you to come for an extra hour of prayer, you'll be tough.
如果叫你早一点来祷告，很困难啊。
But if God speak to you,
如果神跟你说话
，you'll be here.
你会在这里啊。
If you set the law,
如果我们画出这种规则
，then people fight the law.
人们不要守规则。
But if your heart is touched by God's word,
但是如果你心呢被神的话语触摸
，you will come.
你会来。
If you don't come,
如果你不要来
，you lose out.
你会失去很多
so you make decisions to grow.
所以你做出决定要成长
That's life.
这就是生命
Nobody wants to be controlled.
没有人要受到控制
Everyone wants to make their own decision.
每个人做出自己的决定
But there's consequences to whatever you decide.
但是我们所做的决定都会有后果
But I thank God for His word.
但是我感谢神为了他的话语
It is piercing.
他在刺入
It's dividing.
他在剖开
It also will judge before it's done.
他要做出这个审判
The Bible says God will judge the intentions and thoughts of people's minds.
他要辨明知道，他知道人的心意是什么。
That means God work with you.
所以神在里面动工。
God tell you, hey, this is not right.
神告诉你，哎，这不对了，不可以这样做。
This attitude is wrong.
这个态度是不对的。
You must change.
你必须改变了。
It cannot be that Papa is wrong all the time.
不可能爸爸每次都犯错，对吗？
I'm not right all the time.
或者是我每次都不对。
Neither am I wrong all the time.
我也不是每次对，也不是每次都错。
Human beings,
因为我们都是人。
There'll be times that things are right.
有时候是对的时候。
There are things that need to be changed.
但是呢，如果做错，我们要改变。
Things that need to be understood.
有一些东西我们必须被明白。
But the word of God will do the work.
但是神的话语呢，会做这样的工作。
I don't want to be telling you all the time.
我不要不断地告诉你。
You are God's people.
你是神的子民。
I said to God, I cannot be telling them all every day what to do.
我跟神说，我不能够跟我们的会友讲，要每天都跟他们讲要做什么。
Mom said that's my problem.
Mom 跟我说呢，这是我的问题。
Because I want to make sure everybody is doing something for God.
因为我要确保每一个人都为神做一些东西。
But you push them.
如果你推他们，
they get upset with you.
他们就很失望生气。
Worship team.
敬拜团队。
We practice on Saturdays.
我们星期六来练习。
Not all can come.
不是每个人都可以来。
I said to the leaders.
我跟那领袖讲。
Let them give their best.
让他们给最好的。
And then let them grow into the rest.
然后呢，让他们成长，能够进入更
多。Whatever you think is the best, you give.
所以你认为最好的，你要奉献出来。
But God is not mocked.
但是神呢，不能够被欺骗。
Whatever you give.
你所给的。
Only that is measured.
神会衡量。
The heart intention,
我们心中的心意
is another story.
是另外一回事。
I want to do more for God.
我要为神做更多。
I want to serve God more.
我要更多侍奉神。
I want to know God more.
我要更加认识神。
All that is good intention.
这些都是好的心意。
But we must pass beyond intention.
但是我们要超过这种心意。
So that we judge our own heart.
是让我们呢自己审判自己的心，
and say, God,
衡量自己的心。
Whatever you put in my heart, I'm going to do.
我跟神说，神啊，你放在心中的，我要去做。
Some people have only intentions.
有些人呢，只是要做而已。
But intentions don't win the favor of God.
但是这种心意呢，不能够取悦神。
Obedience.
只有顺服。
Let me read again this verse.
那我再读这个章节。
We have to hear His voice.
我们必须听到他的声音。
The word of God is living.
神的话语是活泼的。
Maybe you should say with me, the word of God is living.
跟我一起说，神的话语是活泼的。
The word of God is active.
神的话语呢是活跃的。
The word of God is sharper.
神的话语呢是敏锐。
The word of God is piercing.
神的话语要刺入。
Pierce to their heart. They say, what must we do?
刺入我们的心中，他们说，我们应该做什么？扎心。
It's not we telling them.
不是我们告诉他们。
We tell them all that needs to be known.
我们告诉他们，他们应该知道的。
If the people should ask, what must we do?
人们要问回我们，我们应该做什么？
Then you know it's deep enough.
那么你知道呢，这是很深刻的了。
Say the word of God is piercing.
跟我一起讲，神的话语叫刺入。
The word of God is dividing.
神的话语要拨开。
The word of God is judging.
神的话语要辨明。
Write down again. The word of God is approving.
神的话语要批准。
That means when God judges your heart, what is approved is revealed.
所以呢，当神呢，就意思说，当神审判、审验我们的心的时候，
the word of God is enlightening.
神的话语呢，给我们光明。
You see clearer.
你们看到那个
The word of God is cleansing.
神的话语要洁净我们。
So that every person is clear before God.
所以每一个人在神面前呢，都很清楚的知道。
There's no creature hidden from His sight.
在神的眼中呢，没有东西能够隐藏的。
But all things are open.
一切事情都是敞开的。
And laid bare before His eyes.
我们在他面前呢是敞开的。
His eyes see everything.
他的眼睛看到一切。
See our intentions.
看到我们的心意。
See our thoughts.
看到我们的思维。
See our planning.
看到我们的计划。
Because the word of God,
因为神的话语
when it's mixed with faith,
当跟信心调和
you'll change your life.
会改变你的生命。
This is what needs to happen.
这就是所需要发生的。
The word of God,
神的话语
coming to us,
进入我们里面
must be living,
必须是活泼的
so that we can live,
让我们可以活
must be active,
必须活跃的
then we'll be active,
让我们也可以活跃
it must be sharper,
必须很锐利的
it's effective,
必须有功效的
Word of God is piercing.
神的话要刺入。
Word of God is dividing.
神的话要拨开。
Word of God is judging our hearts.
神的话要辨明我们的心。
The word of God is approving before anything happens.
神的话也批准当任何事情没有发生的时候。
The word of God is enlightening.
神的话也给我们亮光。
The word of God is cleansing.
神的话也在洁净。
The key is this verse.
这个钥匙在这个章节。
Today when you hear this word of God.
今天当你听到神的话语。
That's why Not many places you can see this thing happen.
所以呢，不是在很多地方看到这件事情可以发生。
It's not just Bible teaching.
不是讲到教导圣经。
Are you listening? It's not just sermon.
不是讲到的信息。
The word of God has to go.
神的话语必须发出去。
It happens only when the word of God comes in.
当它怎么可能发生？当神的话语临到的时候。
I say it's not just reading the Bible.
不是单单读圣经而已。
You have read and read and read, still didn't change.
你不断地读读读，还是没有改变。
But when the word of God comes to you,
但是当神的话语进入你里面，
you're going to be living.
你将要活出来。
Not just believing, but living.
不单单是相信，而且要活出来。
Do we want to live?
我们要活吗？
I said, do we want to live?
我们要活吗？
Want to live life to fullest?
我们要活出我们的生命直到最高点吗？
Doesn't matter what the devil try to do, we want to live our life to the best.
不论魔鬼尝试做什么，我们活出最高点，最大为潜能的
life and life abundantly,
生命更加丰盛的生命。
But when the word of God comes to you, it's active.
但是当神的话语临到我们的时候，它是活泼的。
It'll change your thinking.
能够改变我们的思维。
He'll speak to you.
他会跟你说话。
As you meditate, God give you more understanding.
当你默想，更加默想的时候，神给你更加的明白。
This is the word of God.
因为这就是神的话语。
It's not just Bible lessons.
不是整个教导圣经课程。
It's not just Bible knowledge.
不是只是认识圣经知识而已。
We need God's word to come to us like that.
我们需要神的话语这样的领导我们。
So that it's sharp enough, it cuts off and makes us more effective.
知道它可以这样的锐利，可以破开一切。
It's piercing.
能够刺入。
When you go back and listen to this word again, it pricks your heart.
当你回去的时候，在同读的时候呢，他跟你说话。
It makes you change.
他使到你改变。
Makes you feel you need to change.
让你感觉到我必须改变。
Then tell you how to change.
然后教导你怎样改变。
Give you ideas to fast.
他知道可能说你需要进食。
Give you thought patterns to really read the scriptures.
或者是给你一个思维怎样去读圣经。
It's active.
乃是活活跃的。
The word don't come like that.
但是如果神的话语不会这样临到我们。
It's something that you can control.
还是一些东西好像你自己可以控制的。
But when the word of God comes, it takes over.
但是如果神的话语进入的话呢，他就要掌权的，控制一切。
I'm telling you, you have to understand this.
我告诉你们，必须明白这一点。
It's not just reading the Bible.
不是讲到单单读圣经而已。
It's the Bible reading you.
乃是呢，圣经在读你。
The word of God speaking into your heart.
神的话语的跟你说话。
Will approve your behavior or disapprove your behavior.
会批准或者是不批准你的行为。
Enlightening opens your eyes.
或者是打开你眼睛，让你看见眼明。
It cleanses your life.
洁净你的生命。
The Bible says if you have this word of God coming to you continually.
圣经告诉我们，如果我们有这种神的话语不断继续领导我们。
Look in chapter 5 verse 11 and I'm going to pray for you.
看第五章第十一节，我为你们祷告。
And then in chapter 6, then I'll pray for you.
然后第六章。
Chapter 5 verse 11, concerning him we have much to say and it's hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. 5:11.
5:11?
Hebrews 5:11.
Look at 麦基洗德，我们有好些话并且难以辨明，因为你们听不进去。
He said we have much to say and it's hard to explain.
他说呢，我们有好些话难以解明，因为你们听不进去。
There are things that we need to know on a higher level.
有些东西我们在要不要明白是更高更深层的。
So by this time you ought to become teachers.
到了这时候，你们应该每个做师伯。
You still have need for someone to teach you.
但是你们还是需要人家教导你们。
For everyone who partakes like this only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he's still a baby.
因为呢，那另教你，并且成人了，必须吃奶的，不能吃凉的人。
But solid food is for the mature.
但是唯独长大了才能吃干粮。
Who have practiced their senses to discern good and evil.
他们的心窍呢，信念得通达，就能分辨好歹了。
And chapter 6 verse 1.
第六章第一节。
Therefore, let's leave the elementary teaching about Christ and let us press on to maturity.
所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
So if the word of God comes to you, you will be the teacher at the right time.
所以呢，如果神的话语临到你呢，你就是能够做师父。
You won't be an infant.
你就不再是婴孩。
You will mature.
你就会成熟。
Are you listening?
你听到吗？
The Bible wants us to leave the elementary teaching, go up to the next level.
圣经要我们呢离开这些小些的教导，去到更高的阶层。
So this portal is important.
所以呢，这个入口很重要。
Because as we enter in,
当我们进入的时候，
things are going to change.
事情将会改变。
What God planned for us?
神为我们计划的。
Is for him to speak to you face to face.
乃是他要来跟你面对面说话。
Let the word of God come to you.
让神的话语临到你。
Sunday morning.
星期日早上。
Or whenever.
无论在哪里
through the Facebook
或者是借着面子书
or whatever way we contact and communicate
我们可以联系沟通了
because if the word of God comes to you
因为如果神的话语临到你
this will happen
这就可以发生
these drastic changes will take place
巨大的改变会发生
and I'm trusting God that this week
我在信靠神这个礼拜
I'm trusting God that this week
我相信神这个礼拜
The word will be so important to you.
神的话语对你来讲是这样的重要。
That you will become sharper.
它会这样的锐利。
Become active.
这样的有活跃。
Begin to deal with your life.
开始对付你的心。
Pierce your heart.
刺入你的心。
Divine soul and spirit.
破开了你的灵跟魂。
Judge the intentions.
辨明你的心意。
So that whether you approve or disapprove, you know.
你被神批准或者不被批准，你自己本身知道。
Your eyes are enlightened.
你的眼目要被打开辨明。
And you feel clean.
你感觉到清洁。
You feel right.
你感觉到很公义。
When you stand before God,
当你站在神面前。
You feel your heart is right.
你感觉到你的心是对的。
Your conscience does not condemn you.
你的良心没有谴责你。
But you begin to realize.
你开始发觉到了。
That God is speaking to me.
神在跟我说话。
Everything that is hidden is open.
一切所隐藏的被敞开了。
I cannot hide.
现在我不能够隐藏啊。
Before the living God.
在永生神的面前。
If this week this thing happens.
如果这个礼拜这件事情发生。
The portal will open for you.
这个入口要为你而开了。
I say if this week the portal will open for you.
我说这个礼拜这个入口要为你而开。
If you make choices like this.
如果你做出这样的选择。
That's why don't test God.
所以不要试探神。
Because God is testing us.
因为神在考验我们。
Who are you to test God?
你是谁要来试探神？
We cannot test him.
我们不能够呢试探他。
But he has the right to test us.
他有权利来考验我们。
Because it's our attitude that is wrong.
乃是我们的态度错了。
I'm sure that.You as a cell leader and those of you who
are
looking into the Facebook,
那些看的那些面子书的
All Nations Sanctuary Facebook,
万国圣殿的面书
I think we posted out the attitudes.
我们呢把这个态度呢我们放上去了
The Japanese attitude.
日本人的态度
The Malaysian attitude.
马来西亚人的态度
The Singaporean attitude.
新加坡人的态度
Then I put in three for one is the crisis attitude.
还有我跟你讲了，没有以基督为中心的态度。
The other is kingdom attitude.
另外一个是国度的态度。
People have so many different responses.
人们有不同的这种回应。
When God show us,
当神启示我们
，we'll be the first one to do it.
我们必须成为第一个要做的。
I say when God speak to us,
当神跟我们说话
，offer yourself as the first one to do it.
我们要自愿成为第一个行出来的
，not as the last one.
不是最后一个才去行的。
Because when we approach the throne,
因为当我们进入神的国度进入神的宝座。
The measure you measure is a measure measured back to you.
你怎样衡量给神，神也怎样衡量给你。
I tell you a secret.
我告诉你一个秘诀。
Can I tell you a secret?
我可以告诉你一个秘诀啊。
Before I pray for you.
当还没为你祷告的时候。
I tell you a secret.
告诉你一个秘诀。
When God needs it.
如果神需要的。
You'll be the first one to stand in line.
你要成为第一个排在排队前面的。
And see what God will do for you.
你会看神怎样为你而做。
If God needs you.
如果神需要你。
You be the first one to offer yourself.
你第一个自愿站在前面。
See what God will do.
你看神为你做什么。
See how He will bless you.
看他会怎样来祝福你。
See how far He's going to touch your life.
看他会怎样触摸你的生命。
This is important.
这是很重要。
When there is a need in the house.
如果神的家中有这个需要。
There's a need in the kingdom.
在神的国度有这个需要。
Offer yourself.
你自愿的献上你自己。
As the first fruit to God.
对来讲是初熟的果子献上给神。
Before anybody else say yes.
当别人还没有讲是的时候
you
同意的时候
yes.
你必须讲是
In every aspect of my life,
在我生命的每一方面
aspect of the life of the church,
或者是在教会的方面
I think about you first,
我首先想到你们
I think about what God's kingdom require first,
我首先想到神的国度的要求神
and when you offer your life like that,
当你这样献上你的生命的时候
there's no way God will stop blessing you.
神不会停止的来祝福你
The blessings are going to come stronger and stronger.
神的祝福要更加强的来到。
The things are going to get better and better.
事情要变得更加的好。
Because the portal is going to be the key.
因为这入口就是那个钥匙。
But the key to the portal is God's word.
但是说进入这入口的钥匙呢，就是神的话语。
If you want to save your life.
如果你要拯救你的生命。
Save your family.
拯救你的家庭。
Go back as far as 5 years.
你要回到过去五年。
If income tax is going to come to check you.
如果呢这个税收局要在检查你。
They take back at least 5 years of records.
他至少检查回去你五年前的账目。
Sometimes 7 years.
有时候是七年。
All the way back.
转回倒回去。
So you got to make sure that you understand.
所以确保你能够明白。
So go back 5 years.
所以倒回去五年。
Find out what God has spoken to you.
你看着神跟你说了什么话。
See whether he's still in alignment or bingo bingo now.
看着你现今有是不是还同样的在一条同样的道路上，或者是你还没有有没有顺服神。
And start adjusting yourself.
然后开始调整你自己。
Whether you need to change.
你需不需要改变？
What has changed?
改变你改变了什么？
What needs to be changed?
什么东西需要改变？
So that you can get ready.
只要你可以准备好。
The frequencies of God's blessing.
神的祝福的频率。
I said the frequencies in which the blessings are set.
我说呢，神的祝福你的频率。
Is the frequency of our obedience.
乃是呢，我们顺服的频率。
If we obey, it will release.
如果你顺服，他要释放给你。
I'll say this again.
我再一次的说。
If you obey, you'll be released.
如果你顺服，神要释放给你。
You don't have to ask how.
你不需要问的怎样。
This portal is important.
这个入口很重要。
Because in the 7 years of plenty.
因为在七年的丰收年。
Financial blessing will be stored for us.
经济的祝福呢，将为我们而储存的。
But that blessing is coordinated in this portal.
但是这个祝福呢，乃是跟这个入口是息息相关的。
I'm the first one to tell you.
我是第一个告诉你们的。
You must make sure you handle your money well.
你必须好好的确保能处理你的金钱。
I say you got to handle your money well.
你必须好好处理你的金钱。
Use it well.
好好的使用它。
Not shortcut and shortchange God.
不是呢，你没有啊，切划给神。
In your tithe and offerings.
在十分一方面，还有奉献。
In your giving to the poor.
或者是给的贫穷人。
But you got to engage well with God.
但是你必须好好的跟神参与。
And he will guide you through the portal.
他在这入口的时候要指导你带领你。
So in this three to six months.
所以在这三到六个月内。
So three to nine months.
三到九个月。
An important time for us.
乃是我们重要的时刻。
Let the word of God work in our hearts.
就是神让神的话语在我们里面动工。
Surrender to the work working fully in your life.
完全的降服给你的话语在你里面动工的。
Then I don't have to push you.
那我的话我不再需要推动你。
The word is active.
神的话语是活泼的。
He will deal with you.
他会对付你。
Guide you step by step.
一步一步的带领你。
So that your life will never be the same.
使得你的生命将再也不一样了。
I believe.
我相信。
We can escape a lot of unnecessary pressure of the world.
我们可以呢啊不需要各种这世界的压力。
If you obey.
如果我们顺服。
What God said to you.
神对你所说的。
What God is saying to you.
神对你所说的。
What will God will continue to speak to us.
神继续对你所说的。
Obedience is going to be the key.
所以顺服就是钥匙。
So don't mix it with fear.
所以呢，不要跟惧怕混合。
Mix the word with faith.
跟用神的话语跟信心混合。
And allow His word to be done.
允许的话语成就。
Let Thy will be done on earth.
让你的旨意行在地上。
As it is in heaven.
正如行在天上。
Amen.
Amen.
Stand to your feet. Let me pray for you.
就说站立起来，让我为你祷告。
Before we take the Holy Communion,
我们还没有领圣餐的时候
，we need to open our hearts.
我们必须敞开我们的心。
It's not how much you love God yesterday.
不是你昨天只爱神。
It's how much you love God today.
乃是你今天只爱神。
That's why the husbands ask, "Do you love me?"
所以呢，丈夫问呢，你爱我吗
？Then the wives ask,
妻子问呢
，Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
We have to measure up in our hearts.
我们心中必须做出这个衡量。
Only we know how far we are.
只有我们知道我们爱几多。
Your heart,
你的心
must engage,
必须参与
with God,
跟神
and with His word,
还有跟他的话语。
If we just do that,
如果我们这样做
if this word of God comes to you,
这个神的话语临到你
chapter 4 verse 12 comes to you,
第四章第十二节的话语临到你
and you allow that word to work in your heart,
允许那个话语在你里面动工。
All that God has promised,
一切神的应许
the greater promise,
伟大的应许
the better covenant,
更好的盟约
will all fall in place,
将要成就
I have no fear about blessings,
我对祝福没有害怕
the only fear is that some of us may draw back and not understand what we've done,
唯一的害怕就是有些人会退后了不明白我们所做的
but if you press in,
但是如果你进入
and say God I'm going to serve you,
跟神说神的我来祝福你我要来侍奉你
I'm going to obey you.
我要来顺服你
I'm going to do what you spoke to my heart.
我要做了你要在我心中所说的
You know it is so easy.
很容易的
Listen to me.
来听我讲
Even though I'm a pastor of this stature.
虽然我是这个牧师在这个地位
It's so easy.
是很容易的
To become discouraged.
啊，很变成失望毁丧
Disappointed.
或者是呢伤心灰心
No matter how high you go.
不论你去到几高
The higher you go, the higher the expectation.
你去到更高了，人家对你的期待更高。
The higher you go, the more amount of pressure.
你去到更高了，有更大的压力。
You got to keep your heart right.
所以你的心要对。
Don't let it go astray.
不要让它呢变坏。
If I allow my heart to follow the problems,
如果允许我的心呢跟随呢我的问题
，I think one my heart will be hardened.
第一点会发生的，我的心将变成刚硬。
My life will come to an end.
我的生命呢就要停，等到尽头。
The thing that keeps me alive.
使到什么东西使到我继续活着
？Is because I keep believing.
还是我不断的相信。
That's the only way you can allow hope to continue.
这是唯一的方法，你使到这个盼望继续下去。
I made up my mind.
我已经做了这个决定。
If I hear His voice,
如果听到他的话语
，No turning back.
我不再转回头。
No U-turn.
也没有再 U 转。
This is the way forward.
这就是唯一的道路。
I assure you before the end of this year.
我很确定告诉你们，在今年年尾之前。
Or the latest by the beginning of the GLS.
最迟的在明年 GLS 开始之前。
Something would have happened in your life.
有一些事情要发生在你们的生命。
You got to press in.
你要进入。
I believe you.Greater things than this can come.
我相信呢，更加伟大的事情会来到。
Better things.
更加伟大的事情。
So that the world will look at us.
使到世界可以看着我们。
And we have a clear testimony that God is on our side.
我们很清楚的这个见证，神乃是帮助我们的。
Don't go for what the heathen are looking for.
不要寻找了外邦人所寻找的。
Seek first His kingdom.
要先求他的国。
And His righteousness.
还有他的公义。
And all these things will be added.
这一切东西都要加添给我们。
Your fear must be gone.
你的惧怕要被挪去。
Your faith must rise.
你的信心要兴起来。
Because Jesus died for us.
因为耶稣为我们而死。
To make all these things possible.
为使这些事情变成可能。
He paid His blood.
他呢留下宝血。
As a price for our deliverance.
给了我们释放的代价。
It's not the blood of goats and cows.
不再是的牛跟羊的血。
The blood of His own son.
乃是他独生子的血。
Because He thinks you are precious.
因为他神认为我们是宝贵的。
That God will pay a such a high price.
所以要付出这样高昂的代价。
The heaviest price.
最高昂的代价。
To take you out.
把你带出来。
So that your soul can be saved.
只要你的灵魂可以得救。
Your life can be saved.
你的生命可以得救。
Don't ever ask God, do you love me?
不要问神说，神啊，你爱我吗？
Ask your own heart, how much do you love Him?
问你自己的心，你爱神几多？
Because the measure you measure.
因为你衡量多少？
Measure back to you.
神也会衡量回给你。
If you don't read the Bible,
如果你没有读圣经，
God won't speak to you through it.
神不会借着圣经跟你说话。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
If you don't read the Bible, how is God going to use to speak it?
你如果没有读圣经，神怎样使用圣经来跟你说话？
Because that's your portal.
因为这就是你的入口。
You read this,
你读这个，
but you touch heaven.
但是呢，你可以触摸到天堂。
This is the pathway.
这就是。那个入口
you open it up,
你把它打开
God speak to you.
神跟你说话
It's a pathway.
这就是他
You pray in tongues,
你用方言祷告
You edify yourself,
你呢知道你自己的
When the fountains of the deep burst open,
然后呢你里面的泉涌被打开
The floodgates of the sky will burst open.
然后呢这个天堂的这个水闸也被打开了
So if you want more to break open from heaven,
所以说天堂更多打开
Increase,
增加
The life inside.
增加你里面的生命。
When the fountains of the deep burst open.
当那深渊的深渊被打开之后呢
？The floodgates of the sky will open.
天上的这水闸也被打开。
So I hope you're ready.
所以希望你们准备好。
I'm praying every day.
我每天都这样的祷告。
That you will rise to the next level.
你会兴起到更高的阶层。
Because some of you, if you hit another 20%, you'll be flying into the things of God.
我们一些人当中，如果你们多增加20%，你就好像能够飞翔了。
Just activate faith.
有这样的活跃的信心
Amen
Amen